Stand by for Vanguard Radio, investigative exclusive from Craig Cobb.
This is Craig Cobb, sir, of Vanguard Radio, the Vanguard News Network. Could I ask how to pronounce your surname first again?
Spicoci.
Spicoci. Carl Spicoci, right?
Yes.
And you're a supervisor, sir, at the FBI?
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling about the case in Toledo of Derek Willoughby, who's been arrested and charged with two counts of kidnapping and, I believe, promoting prostitution.
Derek Willoughby?
Yes, sir. He's about 39 years old, African-American man.
Okay. Arrested for two counts of what, sir?
Kidnapping and, I believe, also promoting prostitution and one felonious assault.
Okay.
And I wanted to make a query to the FBI to see who has the power to make this a federal civil rights case or a hate crimes case within the Department of Justice, excepting, of course, I would assume, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez or one of his underlings in D.C.
Are you saying this is a hate crime? I'm not familiar with the case, sir. I work counterintelligence, counterterrorism, so...
I see.
Well, I'm kind of far removed from that side of the house right now.
Sure. What he did is alleged to have done is to have kidnapped a 14 and a 15-year-old girl off the streets, I believe in Fulton County, and then he kept them prisoner for about 11 days, and he pimped them out to truck drivers, I think at interstate truck stops. Certainly the reports say to truck drivers at truck stops. I know in the past there has been some discussion that pimps should be prosecuted under the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution, the United States Code that corroborates that. In this case, there were also reports that he had the intent, there was some evidence, to take them into Michigan. So perhaps the house in Toledo was simply a way station and sort of a mind-altering or Stockholm Syndrome sort of inculcation point. One relative of one of the children said that when one child would misbehave or would not, I guess, agree to a sex act or whatever, that he would beat the other child. Could I ask you who has the power within the Department of Justice to make this a federal civil rights violation, that these girls' federal civil rights?
what we'd normally do would be investigate it and send our findings to the Civil Rights section of DOJ, and they determine whether or not to proceed with any kind of prosecution.
Yes, sir. Although you're in the terrorism unit, do you happen to know who heads that, perchance?
Who heads the Civil Rights?
Yes, sir.
Section in DOJ?
Yes, sir. Which attorney?
No, I don't know. I mean, there's a whole slew of attorneys in that section.
But by the way, in the terrorism section, I read that President Bush in 2003 put all terrorism aspects in this country, whether domestic or foreign, under the auspices of the CIA, and so the FBI has to report to the CIA. Is that correct?
Well, I know that there is, they got the Directorate of Intelligence that's being established, and I don't know what powers it'll have over our agency or the CIA or any other agency with regard to collection of intelligence. Mm-hmm. So, that right now we still have, jurisdiction in domestic terrorism cases, as far as I know.
Sure.
Subject to change.
I just wondered if you report to the CIA.
Do I?
Not you
personally?
Not you personally, but I mean the terrorism section of the... Then you're not under the umbrella of the CIA as President
Well,
Bush.
We share information with all the agencies.
Even on domestic terrorism, right?
Not necessarily, unless it's something that, that could be determined to be down the road, some international nexus. But we share all that information with all the agencies and police departments and on the state and local level.
Yes, sir. And so what would induce your office to make an investigation of, although you're in terrorism, again, you weren't familiar with Derek Willoughby's case, and it's a pretty, I would think it must have generated quite a bit of interest. I know there are a couple of articles in the Toledo paper, but, child servitude or slavery and kidnapping, just willy-nilly wanton off a street is frightening. I wanted to ask you, too, if you had any advice for parents about how to protect themselves, their children, from that fate. But what would induce the Toledo FBI to begin to take an interest, investigatory interest in this case?
Well, I'm not sure what the applicable statutes would be. I'd have to review that, sir, and do some, assessment of it myself. But like I said, I'm not on that side, the criminal side, to give you
Yes, sir.
You know, an informed answer. But if there is a federal statute, certainly we would be investigating that particular incident or incidences under that or those statutes.
Up in Detroit, you know, the demographics for Detroit are essentially Detroit is over 80% black, easily, and certainly they have a lot of crime problems statistically in Ohio neighbors. Do you have any advice for the parents of white children who, again, might be worried that white girls especially would be worried that their children might meet the same fate?
No, I can't answer that question, sir.
Can't tell them how to protective measures?
When you're talking about whether it's white or race or whatever, I'm not going to get into that.
Well, okay. Has there ever been a case in Toledo of a white man capturing two or even one black girls and pimping them out?
That would be a local local issue or local matter.
Have you ever remembered one in your, I presume as a supervisor, you must have been in the FBI many years. Do you ever remember any case nationally?
I can't comment on that because I don't have any statistics in front of me.
Have you ever looked at the FBI website, the Uniform Crime Reports?
Yeah, from time to time, yes.
Have you ever seen the Department of Justice website in which they state that in the year 2002, black males were 7 times as likely to commit homicide as white males?
No. Not familiar with
that. Would you mind, sir, may I email you that? Because that's a federal, as a director, even though you're in terrorism, I can't think of anything more terroristic than for a little girl to be kidnapped and held in slavery.
I can. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Especially any crimes against children, we're very concerned about those.
Can you refer it to, who is the person there in the Toledo office who deals with that sort of thing, who would look at civil rights violations?
I could talk to the other supervisor, and he could look into it.
Could I ask his name, even though he doesn't deal with the public?
Well, he's not here right now, and I'd rather not give his name.
Okay. May I call you back to see if there's any
sure.
progress in that, or if you've decided to take up the investigation?
Well, I'm not sure that you know that any of this, you know, is within the realm of the federal government or federal investigative agencies.
Well, I mean this to see if you would refer it to the civil rights section of the DOJ.
Well, I mean, it would take some looking into.
And, of course. Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying yes or no, but, you know, we can certainly look at the circumstances.
Sure. If the white community in this country is still about 60% white, in the same way that the black community is about 13%, we do have our own interests, and if we would decide to take and we have a certain number of us to take an interest in this case, are political pressures ever brought upon the FBI to make certain investigations, for instance, when oftentimes a black male will...
I can't discuss that, sir.
You can't discuss that?
No.
But you would agree that people have their own interests based
on... I wouldn't agree with anything like that. I mean, we're just investigators. We gather the facts. Whether I have an opinion one way or the other is... No,
well, when FBI agents,
comment on.
There was the famous case, I believe, in Florida in which a group of black FBI agents didn't get served in a restaurant. And in other words, you don't deny that people have racial interests.
I'm not going to even go down that road.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that's sensitive for a federal employee.
Well, it's sensitive for anybody, actually. I mean,
it's not sensitive
for me. I don't know what bearing it has on anything that you're talking about.
I'm a creator. It's not sensitive for me in the least.
Well, that's fine, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
I can discuss that.
All right. Understand. Okay, thank you very much, Agent Spicocci.
Bye-bye.
Hello. You've reached FBI headquarters. All of our lines are presently busy. Please wait for the next available operator to assist you. Thank you.
FBI.
Hi, may I please speak with the Civil Rights Investigation Division?
Good morning, Mr. Mine's office.
Good morning. This is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling about a case in Toledo, Ohio, about which I've just spoken with your supervisor in Toledo, Mr. Carl Spicocci. And I wanted to see if there's some way we could inform and induce the FBI Civil Rights Division in D.C. to begin to investigate a certain case.
Okay, let me transfer you over to the Civil Rights Unit. Hold on, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Civil Rights.
Hello, this is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling about a particular case which is occurring in Toledo, and I just spoke with your supervisor there, one of your two supervisors, Agent Carl Spicocci. And I've also found out that you have these investigations from D.C., so I thought I'd call your office and apprise you of the case and see if you have any interest.
Okay, and what office?
The Toledo, Ohio office.
Okay, hold on for a second.
I've already spoken with them, is what I meant to communicate.
Is it from who'd you talk to?
Carl Spicocci.
Who's he with?
He's with the Toledo office. He's one of your two supervisors there.
All right, let me give you to Patrick Hansen. Hold on for a second.
Patrick Hansen.
Okay, hold on.
Civil Rights Unit, Hansen.
Hello, Mr. Hansen. Craig,
yes.
Cobb, Vanguard Radio, the Vanguard News Network, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just spoke with your agent, supervising agent, Carl Spicocci in Toledo, Ohio, and that's the case I'm calling about, about a man there named Derek Willoughby. And I was looking at your FBI website, and on one page entitled Investigated Program Civil Rights, at the third bullet it says, the FBI's civil rights program consists of the following sub-programs, and one of them is involuntary servitude and slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Mr. Spicocci knew something about that, although his specific area of expertise is terrorism. But anyway, there's a case there, Mr. Hansen, in Toledo, in which a man by the name of Derek Willoughby is alleged to have kidnapped a 14 and a 15-year-old girls and held them in a house for about roughly 11 days, and he pimped them out to truck drivers. And at least one online account says that he had the intent to take them into Michigan, presumably Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the relatives of one of the girls said that when one child would not do what he told them to do, told her to do, that he would beat the other one.
Okay.
So these are classic mind control, and also he had them literally incarcerated in this house. And it was an attempt, I think, as a way station, essentially mind control them.
So are you calling to make a complaint?
You bet I am.
Okay, well, you need to call the Toledo office.
Well, I did that already, sir.
No, they have a complaint agent that you can call, and they'll take all your information.
Well, Carl Spicocci didn't tell me that.
Well, you need to call him back. And what was his name, Carl Spicocci?
Yes. There are online stories about him. I know that was Mr. Spicocci.
Did you call the Toledo office?
Yes. He's one of your two supervisors there.
Okay. Well, you need to call and say you want to make a formal complaint, and that's how that's handled.
So it has to be a formal. You mean
my tete-a-tete
with Mr. Spicocci was not sufficient?
I'm sorry, sir?
For my tete-a-tete with Spicocci was not sufficient for record-keeping purposes or notification that there's a possible case of involuntary servitude violation or slavery. Is that what you mean?
No, you kind of lost me on that.
In other words, you told me that I have to go through a formal complaint process,
no,
and I had thought that my telling Mr. Spicocci was certainly enough notice.
Yeah, I would think that's the way it works generally. You just take the information and get the point of contact
okay.
and listen to what you have to say. Yes,
okay,
sir?
So now you're retracting from the formal complaint process that I have
to follow.
I don't
know about retraction and all this, sir. All I'm saying is if you need to make a complaint, if you have information
sure.
of a criminal nature,
yeah.
please call the Toledo office.
Will you tell me who takes the formal complaints in Toledo? Can you pull that up from your computer?
No, I'm not going to put. No, I don't know who takes it because I'm not in Toledo. Obviously, I'm here in D.C.
Yeah. Sure,
you need to call the office.
Well, what's your position, Mr. Patrick Hansen? May I ask, just for my records?
No, you may not. So
why is that, sir? You're in the Civil Rights Division. Aren't you interested in prosecuting the case as Agent Hansen?
I'm not going to argue with you, sir. Are you willing? All you have to do is call Toledo office, okay?
I did that already. I'll do it again, and I'll try to make the formal complaint. Okay, I'll call you back, too, okay?
Yeah, thanks, sir.
You bet.
FBI.
Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Mm-hmm.
And I just called your Civil Rights Division, ma'am, in D.C., and I talked with Patrick Hansen. And he explained that I need to make a formal complaint with Toledo. And although I told him I had just spoken with Supervisor Carl Spicocci, he said, if I understood him right, I have to make a formal complaint. And so I guess there's some process that I didn't observe.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Is there somebody else maybe you talked to when you called up here? Or
no, just I believe it was yourself and Carl Spicocci. About Derek Willoughby's putting a couple of little white girls into slavery.
Okay, hold on one second, please.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Spicocci, Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Yes.
Yes, and I just called D.C. because I had gone to your website after you and I spoke, and then I saw right here on your page, Investigative Program Civil Rights, mm-hmm. and bullet number 3 says that you do investigate involuntary servitude slavery. slavery. And of course, that's not contrary to what you told me, but I just wanted to notify the D.C. office. And Patrick Hansen said that I have to file a formal complaint with you. And I said, well, I just spoke with Supervisor Carl Spicocci, and he said, well, you have to make a formal complaint. And I said, you mean that did not constitute one? And at first he had complete certitude. It seemed to me that that did not constitute a formal complaint. So I guess there's a whole process. They take your name and so forth.
Yeah, it's usually the victim of the crime.
It's the victim? So,
yes.
So when there's a black civil rights case and there's a big imbroglio and Jesse Jackson flies in, that's always the victim. So we'd have to find these 14 years old?
Where are you located?
I'm in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. But our news network is in Kirksville, Missouri. So do you mean my location has something to do with my... If I were reporting a terrorist crime, how about a white terrorist crime? Would it matter my location?
Normally they'd go to the office where you're located.
I see. Well, since I'm here, you mean I have to jet into Toledo to give you this complaint? Or even then I can't because the little girls have to make the complaint. Most 14-year-old girls don't know too much about this kind of thing.
Yeah, but you... You know, the investigation has much more information than you have.
Yeah, but
you've got obtained through public information.
Yes, I understand, sir. But what I mean is, yesterday when I called your office, the receptionist, if I got it right, essentially said, "Oh yes, the Toledo police are handling that matter." So what I mean to say is, although there is an investigation, it's only at the state level, and I'm just trying to get, the civil rights division of your agency involved. Which is what it says you do here, right here, bullet number 3, involuntary servitude /
yes,
slavery.
But there may be more involved than just you're talking to DOJ,
yeah,
and what you have obtained through public source information.
Yes, sir. So.
And I can't divulge that.
No, I get it. But when Patrick Hansen says I should make a formal complaint, I don't really have the right to make the formal complaint. Is that right? The little girls have to? So I have to find the little girls and induce them to make their complaint.
Well, you
them
can't induce
parents.
Them to do anything. They're juveniles.
So I can't talk to them? I mean, Derek Willoughby did some talking to them.
You'd have to go through their parents, just like we would have to.
Well, Derek Willoughby didn't have to, if you get my meaning.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You know, there's much more than meets the eye in this investigation.
There is? You mean you guys are doing something about it just now?
We're not doing anything about it. We're looking at certain aspects to see if... there's a federal nexus there.
Have pimps ever been prosecuted in this country? Because there has been a lot of talk about it. I don't actually know if they have been federally prosecuted for civil rights violations under the 13th Amendment, but I have read that it's being considered at least. It may have been done.
They've probably, been prosecuted for white slavery.
White slavery?
And white slavery doesn't have anything to do with race or ethnicity or anything like that. It's
what does it mean?
Taking somebody out of state to, for either sexual purposes or...
It sounds racist because, it could be a white guy snatching a black girl.
The White Slavery Act is not intended to be racist.
Maybe they're talking about the slavers were white and that's why it's named white slavery originally.
Yeah, I don't know
is
how
that
originally got established or implemented, but...
Well, a lot of the ships that were owned were Jewish because I used to buy documents from a man out of... Rhode Island, who had a lot of 18th century documents, and a lot of those ships were Jewish ships.
Mm-hmm.
They were contracted out.
It would have to be the victim who either the victim or their parents, if they felt their civil rights were violated, then they would come to us and file a formal complaint.
So we have to find the parents. In other words, the white civil rights activists in this country have to find the father. And could I get that from the police report, or is that blacked out, or... Do you know? I mean, I'm just not up on these sort of things.
I don't know what you can get from the police reports, and I haven't seen those.
But you guys, just based on this, not really interested.
Well, there's more than you obviously know about the investigation.
But you just said, if I'm not mistaken, sir, that you're not investigating yet.
I didn't say we were investigating or not investigating it.
Oh, pardon me. Okay.
From the police investigation.
Yes, sir. What do you mean, though, there's more than meets the eye or something like that?
I mean, there's more than it's out there on the public source information.
Well, of course, everything's not revealed to the public, but to me it's pretty cut and dried. The guy snatched two little girls off the street, committed a life-altering crime, allegedly, and there's sufficient evidence to arrest him and have him on an $80,000 bail, and he wanted to take them into Michigan. So I just, for the life of me, can't understand why the FBI can't get involved, but, I mean, your rules are your rules, whatever they are. So we white activists must try to find these 14-year-old girls or their parents and try to get the parents to make a formal complaint to the U, and then you will take the formal complaint.
You know, it depends on the circumstances. I mean, if they're...
Gosh, and another high jump. It depends on the circumstances. You mean you wouldn't even take the complaint? I just don't understand that.
How do you know for sure their civil rights were violated? You don't know.
Well,
that.
I don't know, but until they fill out your forms and you read them, how can you know? I mean, I just don't understand the sequential process. It seems like
that's why I just said. You know, I preface this by saying there's more than you know from obtaining your information from public source.
But you, can you state as one of the two supervisors in the Toledo office, there's currently no investigation?
No, I'm not going to state that, or I'm not going to confirm or deny that we have an investigation.
But didn't you say something earlier that you're not investigating it?
I did not say that.
Okay, well, your advice to me is to try to contact these parents.
No, I'm not giving you any advice at all.
Oh. Well, Mr. Hansen gave me the advice to call you, so I'm sorry. He didn't. He was just talking through his hat, I guess.
Well, he doesn't know the facts of the case. You know, just call him cold. He doesn't even know the facts of the investigation.
Well, they're pretty curt. For people who are charged with investigating serious civil rights like slavery and involuntary servitude, I can't help but think that if I were a mestizo or a African American, that he would give me all, you know, pull out the red
Why
carpet.
Why would he give you that information? You don't have any need to know that information.
Need
if, in fact, there was an investigation, if there's not an investigation, I mean, mm-hmm. you're a third party in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the victims are the little girls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, so, in other words...
We don't divulge...
It's kind of like let sleeping dogs lie, huh?
No.
Not like that?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you don't have a need to know that information, nor can we release it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you've already told me.
The only thing we can do is we can't confirm or deny, you know, an investigation at this time.
Okay.
No?
Okay, Mr. Spicosi, so I may not, by your rules, submit a formal complaint on this matter, right? I just want to get that very clear. You will not accept my formal complaint.
You know, I'm not saying we're going to give you any information at all. Okay?
I'm not asking. I'm trying to give you the information.
How can you make a formal complaint for these girls, and you're not even their parents?
Right.
How can you do that?
I don't know. Just give me the forms.
We're aware of the circumstances, okay? Whether or not it meets the level of civil rights investigation.
Well, the way I found out about it is I read the Toledo paper and the TV websites.
Right.
How did you find out about it? From me?
No.
Oh. So you found out about it elsewhere, but you also had zero interest.
You know, you're putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm asking a question. I'm not putting words.
I'm not
going
to give you an answer to it. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Well,
all
thanks,
right.
Mr. Spicosi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Hello, NBC24.
Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network. And I got your cell number from your assignment editor. And
yes.
Yeah. Do you have a moment to talk?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Derek Willoughby case. And I wanted to tell you how much we enjoyed reading it. And I'm sorry you took the video off. Of course, TV station websites frequently do that. They have a cycle, and then they have to use their equipment, I guess, for other stories. But I wanted to ask if there have been any developments in that and to give you a few myself.
Oh, not at the moment that I know of. I'd like to get back to my computer and double check.
You're the only journalist that I've seen. You know, if you check Google, there are a mere three stories about this. And if you go to Google News, there's one.
Wow.
And it's quite a paucity of detail for such a heinous crime, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, just one second, okay?
Sure.
Call me back if I lose you. Yes.
Hi, Rob. It's Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio, the Vanguard News Network again.
Okay, sorry about that. Sorry, I lost you there. So let me while I got you on the line, let me get your number in case I need to call you back. That way, you know,
yeah.
we can keep in touch. You've done some work on this.
Yeah, you've seen it.
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Let me give you the source, but before I do that, ask you, could you at least relay some information to the father, because there's apparently no other news organization besides your station, WNWO 24, who's done anything on it, really. The Toledo paper, but in terms of TV news.
Okay.
So, and that is that we are, VNN, are trying to get the federal government interested in prosecuting Derek Willoughby based on involuntary servitude and slavery laws on the 13th Amendment. And if you go to the FBI's website, you can find that page. I could shoot it to you. It's a little bit of a long address.
Okay.
It's FBI.gov/HQ/CID/civil rights.
FBI.gov
slash HQ slash...
HQ?
Yeah, like headquarters. HQ.
Oh, right, of course.
Dash CID, Criminal Investigation Division probably, slash civil rights, slash civilrts.htm.
Civilrts?
Yes, .htm. And the third bullet there explains how they investigated involuntary servitude and slavery. And, you know, they have prosecuted, for instance, in Saipan, they've prosecuted people down there for running sweatshops to Donna Caron and, you know, different companies which have to do with, you know, high-end fashion seamstresses, I should say. But anyway, they had them down there behind chain link fence and so forth. It's really not too dissimilar from having someone, I mean, if they're selling this young child's body, that's another form of piecework, right?
You see, to me, that there, I know that was sort of done one day and then that was it. But I think that's the story of the month. I mean, when you have guys that'll take the children and for however they do it, convince them that this is something that they should do, whether it's by threats or whatever, manipulation, I mean, this is scary stuff.
Have you ever thought that these kids, when you say to convince them, look, they're children and so there's no excuse for it. I mean, they can obviously mind control it, an adult can, a child.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying, is I don't care what anyone says. Some people say, well, how willing? It doesn't matter how willing. Either way, they were, whether or not they were forcibly pulled into the car or whether or not he talked them into it, it is wrong.
Yeah, well, this is the way I'm sure the defense attorneys will try to slice and dice it. Do you think these girls were MTV fans, for example, where they regularly show vignettes having to do with misogyny and black control of white women and so forth?
Right. Yeah. I could just see it. I could just see what they're going to try and do. And the law is the law, though. So.
Yeah.
And I believe that they were held by. I'm sure that there was a. That they were scared at many times. And thank God that they got free.
And he was on his way to Michigan with them. One online report said that.
Well, yeah. He was. They were caught. The one girl was caught. Actually, the one girl was caught in the Dexter, Michigan area. On a Baker Road stop off the expressway on 94.
On an expressway? How's that? How did that happen?
It was like a truck stop off an expressway.
Oh, that's the cousin who was released there, right. Got away, yes.
Oh, yeah. They got caught for being out of hand, which, you know, we can only imagine what the details on that really were.
That was in Dexter. Do you know who the arresting officer was? Or?
I believe it was the Washtenaw County Sheriff.
Oh, I see, yes.
So
check us out online, govnn.com, and look for the multimedia page, and we have a number of files with my calls to FBI agents, both in Toledo and in D.C. And that's the multimedia, govnn.com, and also vnnforum.com.
And what kind of you were on a news service?
Our website is ranked by Alexa around number 32,000, and in that there are about several hundred million websites in the world, that's not too bad.
Wow. Okay, so it's VNN.com is your website.
Yeah, govnn.com is the best way to find it. We're actually Vanguard News Network, but the quick way is govnn.com. It'll take you right there. Just one last thing. I was hoping that you would relay to the parents. You know, I talked with Agent Carl Spicocci, who's one of the two supervising agents in your Toledo office. You know him, of course. And essentially, he would not allow me to make a formal complaint, as I'd been directed to do by Patrick Hansen, in the D.C. office, the headquarters of the FBI and their Civil Rights Division. So, We have to try to find this father and get him to make the formal complaint, and I was hoping at least you would relay that. And also, why did you black out his faces? I mean, I know it said on the account that he was frightened. Is he frightened of these niggers, or what?
Well, the father was in fear over the fact is that if this guy has
accomplices.
You don't know how
sure.
how far-reaching it could be.
Yeah, well, there's just like the case in Huntington, West Virginia, in which four kids were murdered, two of them white. Sure.
Huh.
Have you read about that one? That's a big one too.
I'd have to go back. I'm out. Let me call you back. Okay?
Yeah, check newnation.com. They have a good crime story too. Okay,
no
thank you very much.
Wait.
Sure.
Wait, and you're Craig Cobb?
Right.
You have a phone number, right?
I have a phone, but you know, it's the best way to get in touch with me is through our website, if you don't mind. I like it that way, but I'm perfectly willing to work with you every day if we can help in any way or help the effort to get this case prosecuted federally. As a journalist, that's what I want to do, and that's what the white activists in this country want to do. We are involved in white civil rights, and whites in this country are still 60% of this country. And on top of that, we're the host. We're the host race of this country, and that our ancestors were the founding fathers who signed and created both the Declaration and the Constitution. So as the host race, we have an interest in preserving our people and their welfare.
Please stay tuned to Vanguard Radio for more updates to this story and other investigative exclusives. Also visit govnn.com and vnnforum.com. The Aryan Alternative. News and views for whites you won't find anywhere else. The Aryan Alternative is a print publication of uncensored news for whites. Issue 2 is available now. Be the first in your neighborhood to distribute News Without the Jews by ordering 100 copies for $12 through the Vanguard News Network. Visit govnn.com for ordering information. The Aryan Alternative and the Vanguard News Network. No Jews, just right.
You're listening to Vanguard Radio.